cloudy outside, 82 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. The mystery as to who may have been burglarizing cars in Custer City from earlier in the year may have been solved. According to court records, an outstanding warrant for arrest has been issued for a Custer City man who authorities believe may be responsible. A probable cause affidavit shows that the warrant was issued on June 21st for the arrest of 21-year-old Richard Sean Garrett Reed after an investigation showed that he was the lead suspect in 12 auto burglaries that took place between January and February of this year. A break in the case came when one of the victims reported to a Custer County deputy that her purse that had been stolen from her vehicle had been returned to her by who she identified as being Reed. Reed would even allegedly apologize for taking the purse. Reed has been charged with third-degree burglary and obstruction after providing the deputy with a false name during a previous encounter. As of press time, Reed has not been arrested. With the wheat harvest nearly complete in western Oklahoma, the numbers are starting to come in. During an appearance on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, Zach Henderson with the Custer County OSU Extension Office says due to having a dry spring and cooler than usual temperatures, test weights and yields have been mixed.
In March, I was very, very encouraged. I was looking at my test plots. I've got two test plots, one at near Butler and one on Arapahoe Road out there in Custer County. And it's funny, in Custer County, the old ag agent told me 183 is a perfect divider line for about 10 inches of rain. Once you get towards Weatherford and Thomas, they get quite a bit more rain than the western part of the county. And it really shows in the crop. Whenever we look at like over towards Butler, we were averaging about 25 to 30 bushels. And you get over towards Thomas, it got a little better in that more 40 to 45 range. One thing that really saved it was the price. I mean, our price is off the charts this year.
Henderson test weights in his county were excellent, showing anywhere between 60 and 65 pounds per bushel. Greg Hartman with the Beckham County OSU Extension Office says statewide it is predicted that Oklahoma will produce around 105 million bushels of wheat from this year's harvest.
You know, as they started off the harvest down around Walters in that area, it didn't look really great. But as we've gotten up into the northern part, you're getting to the Panhandle, Covington, Douglas, those guys up in that way, north of Enid, because of that cool weather and some wet weather, extra moisture we had, they've really feel really good up there. And so their test weights are good and their proteins have even gone up a little bit here lately too. So it started off maybe looking like we weren't going to have a real good harvest. But as it's ended up in the northern Oklahoma and as they get into Kansas, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice.
Oklahoma's wheat harvest is nearly complete. However, recent rains in the Panhandle has slowed down the process. Independence Day is Sunday, and the fun of fireworks will be on full display throughout western Oklahoma. But one man says, although fun, it's easy to forget how dangerous fireworks can be. Paragon Communications' Sean Wilson knows all too well the dangers of fireworks after suffering an accident with an artillery shell 6 years ago. Wilson describes that fateful night.
Mishandling fireworks back in 2015, I was throwing a 2-inch artillery shell and I had it in my hand like a baseball. When I pulled it back to throw it, the fuse coiled back, hit the side of it, and it went off, splitting my hand in two, causing me to lose these two fingers, blew this finger off the bone and the end of my thumb. They flew me to Oklahoma City and were able to save my hand. But I can tell you right now that fireworks are very, very dangerous. You need to practice caution.
Wilson has a message to everyone who plans to celebrate this 4th of July with fireworks.
Fortunately, I didn't hurt anybody else, Jared. That would have been a hard thing for me to forgive myself for. But I did hurt myself, and other people are going to be hurt this 4th of July unless they practice fireworks safety. I cannot stress to you how important that is, because these fireworks are more powerful than what one thinks they are. And so you've got to be very, very careful, and especially around kids.
Wilson says he still encourages people to purchase and use fireworks, but stresses to read and follow the directions. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $75.11. That's down 12 cents. Brent crude at $76.11. That's up 27 cents, while natural gas is at $3.69. That's up 3 pennies. Recapping our top story, a suspect wanted in a rash of car burglaries. Once again, cloudy and 82 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.